Blog Talk Radio.
They never did actually sing the song, but that's okay. It was interesting to listen to. Hey, how is everybody today? Can you guys hear me? The first question of the day, every show, is do you guys hear me? Somebody needs to be ready to jump in there and say yes or no, or where are you, Jenny? Did you go crazy? Did they take you away? They might have. Hey, oh, fantastic. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You, Anne, I appreciate that, darling. Yes, thank you. Yeah, it takes a few seconds for it to get to you guys and then to get back to me because Blog Talk has a, I hear it before you guys hear it, so by about 2 seconds. So it's really frustrating, but thank you for answering me. I do appreciate that. Now I know you can hear me, and I don't have to call in today. Isn't that nice? I think that's very sweet. All right, guys. Today is Elvis Tuesday. I'm not going to say it's going to happen every Tuesday, but, you know, once or twice a month at least, because it's not like we don't have any Elvis songs. You know, we're not really short on Elvis songs. Today is going to be Elvis songs that we hardly ever hear. I'm not saying we never hear them, but we hardly ever hear them. And movie songs that we hardly ever hear. I mean, you know, it's, there's a lot of movie songs because there's a lot, 32 movies, guys. So we've got a lot of songs to choose from, and a lot of them we hardly ever hear. Some of them just aren't worth hearing, but a lot of them are cute. A lot of them are good. A lot of them are, yeah, we like to hear that, and it's fun, but you never do hear them. Very few of them do we hear regularly. So, John jumped in there and sent me a bunch of movie songs we don't hear very often, and we have some other songs that we don't hear very often. So, and I got a last-minute one, so we'll play that, yes, we'll be playing that. Okay, I did get it in. I haven't checked on it. I think I got it in the computer. Anyway, we all know how that goes with me. So here we're going to start this off with... what one did he send me? Yes, there we go. This is take 2 and 3 of I'll Never Know.
Yeah, sure. Is that a take?
Yeah, I thought we were.
stars are in the sky. I'll never know what firelight's a firefly. I'll never know what happens to this heart of mine each time you hold my hand. Sometimes the things we love the most we never understand. I never thought just blew it wide open, man, I tell you. I never thought these eyes could see. All right. Stretching it one bar. I got a fat guy and a midget on each side of me, man. Keep telling me what I'm doing wrong, you know.
We have to be here to
pull
the skin.
Many stars are in the sky. I'll never know what firelight's a firefly. I'll never know what happens to this heart of mine each time you hold my hand. Sometimes the things we love the most we never understand. I never thought these eyes would see an angel's glow. What miracle brought you to me? I'll never know what happens to this heart of mine each time you hold my hand. Sometimes the things we love the most we never understand. I never thought these eyes would see an angel's glow. What miracle brought you to me? I'll never know. What miracle brought you to me? I'll never know.
Think about that. When you love somebody, that's what you think. You think, what miracle brought you to me? Or vice versa, what miracle brought me to you? You know, it's a two-way street. But that's a good way to feel about somebody you love. That's a good way to feel, because then you never take them for granted. You never think that you deserve them. Yeah, you know, hey, it's all right. I deserve you. So, you know, you just live up to it. No, you don't do that. That's not what you want to do. You want to think of them as a miracle God gave to you, and think of you as a miracle that God gave to them. That's how it's supposed to work. You're supposed to feel that way about each other when you love each other. So just remember that. Hey, you know what? Maybe sometime when you're looking at that person you love, you can walk up to them and just put your hands on each side of their face and say, I thank God for giving me the miracle of you. Think how good that's going to make them feel. Yeah. Try it. See what happens. I bet you like it. Oh, yeah. Okay. Here's one that was live from the Civic Coliseum in Birmingham, Alabama, for the good times.
What key do we do for the good times in, James?
Don't look so sad. I know it's over.
Stop it again. Stop it. Start it over. What the hell was that noise?
Don't look so sad. I know it's over. But life goes on.
Come on. And this old world, can't hear him.
Keeps right on turning. Let's just be glad we had some time to spend together.
More than much.
There's no need to watch the bridges that were burning. Upon my pillow, hold your warm and tender body close to mine. See the wind burn on the raindrops, blow the songs against the window. Make believe you love me one more time. For the good time, I'll get along. You'll find another, and I'll be here. If you should find you ever need me, don't say a word about tomorrow or forever. Have you time enough for sadness when you leave me? Just leave. On the raindrops, blowing soft against the window. Make believe you love me one more time. For the good times. For the good times.
Okay, I'm going to do this song for you, sweetheart.
That was nice. I like that song anyway. Right in my key. I can sing it real easy, so I like it. That's a good criterion, you know. If it's in your key, it's easier to sing. Take my word for it. I've tried it always. Not that song, but I've tried singing always in a key that's too high and a key that's too low. I prefer ones that are just right, but it doesn't always happen that way, so that's all right. If you have a live band, it can always be in your key. But when you do with karaoke, you take what you can find. That's okay. I do all right. I do all right. I've got a good range, so it works. Okay, guys. But that's a nice song, and he did it so pretty. Oh, yeah, so pretty. Here's one that every time I see this title, I think of this little three-year-old girl. I saw a video a couple days ago, this little three-year-old girl singing this song. And it's like, my gosh, they do start young, don't they? When they've got the talent and they've got the desire, they start real young. She was this little mite, little brown-haired, big brown eyes, and she was just singing her heart out to this song. And I mean, she'd close her eyes and shake her head, and she'd raise her hands, and you know, it was awesome. It was just totally awesome. Anyway, I guess you want to know the song I'm talking about. This is from a Spanox remix from the album, and it's Blue Moon of Kentucky. One of those wind-up cars comes to a stop. You gotta wait for it to wind down. I like it. That was interesting. I've never heard one of those before. That was interesting. Okay, here's one I have heard before, but I love it. This is fantastic. And this is an all Elvis show, guys, so I don't need to tell you who's singing it. I hope. Anyway, So here we go with February 5th, 1970. Elvis Can't Stop Laughing. Poke Salad Annie.
Some of y'all never been down south too much. I'm going to tell you a little story so that you'll understand what I'm talking about. Down there we have a plant that grows out in the woods and the fields. It looks something like a turnip green. Everybody calls it poke salad. Now that's poke salad. Used to know a girl lived down there. She'd go out in the evenings and pick a mess of it. Tied around my waist. Carried home and cook it for supper. Because that's about all they had to eat. But they... Anyway. Down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean, lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look tame. Poke salad, Annie. Gators got your granny. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was a-working on the shame, yeah. A mean, vicious woman. Lord have mercy. Every day before supper time, they'd go down by the truck patch, pick her a mess of poke salad, carry it home in a truck. Yeah, I said it was a shame, because her mama was a working on the chain. A wretched special. Straight raise the totem wall. Lord, I'm miserable. I go little. Ho! But Daddy was lazy and no count. Claimed he had a bad back. All her brothers were fit for stealing watermelons out of my truck. Ranch poke salad, Annie. Gator got your granny. Ooh. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was a working on a chain gang. Go! To suck a little poke salad to me, you know what he is. A little poke salad, no one need me a mess. Suck a little poke salad, no one need me a mess. Suck a chang 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 ling, chang 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 ling, chang 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 ling ling, chang 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 ling, chang 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 chang, chang chang chang, chang chang chang.
Quite a bit of giggling in that, didn't he? I love it. It was so fun. Every time he laughed, you want to laugh with him because it's just hilarious. Okay. And some of the things, if you were listening to what he was saying, you knew what he was laughing about, and it was even funnier. So there you go. All right, after that, he needs a rest. I'm sure we all need a bit of a breather. So here's one of those virtual duets. Oh, hang on a second. Just a second. I got to say hi to the birthday girl. How you doing, honey pie?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm running a little bit late. I was still having some trouble with my phone after I had Norton put on it. And I finally figured it out, though.
But okay, anyway, that's good. Because you're not supposed to have trouble with your phone on your birthday. That's not allowed. You're not that off.
I know. Oh, I did, though, and I thought, oh, you got to be kidding me. But anyway.
Oh, yeah, they were. See, they were kidding you. It was your birthday.
Yeah, and then for some reason, I don't know what caused this, but I lost my Walmart order. You know, I had everything just about ready to send in, and I don't know where it went. I don't know if they find it.
See, now you had to do it all over again. It's a memory test. They snuck that in on you on your birthday. It's a memory test to see how much older you really are. There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Well, okay. Is everybody ready now? Okay. Open up your mics, and here we go. All right. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Sue. We love you. Happy birthday to you. I didn't hear anybody
so
else.
Much.
Maybe they can't sing in my key.
That's very sweet. Thank you very much.
Well, honey, I got to find some way to make your birthday special and send you a birthday cake on Messenger. That doesn't quite do it, you know?
No, that won't work. Not at all.
I mean, it was cute, but so this way everybody knows I wish you a happy birthday. So there you go. Now they know it's your birthday and you're older and you're going to get all kinds of flack for that one, honey.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's okay. In a day or two, it'll be over, and they'll be used to you being older, and they'll leave you alone for a while. But I'm going to rub it in as much as I can, if you hadn't noticed.
Oh,
yeah.
You are. I can feel it coming.
I thought, aren't you glad it only happens once a year? Oh, my word.
Yeah.
They'd have to cart me off to the running farm if it was more than once a year. I'd be 127, 8 years old.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I ain't translating that one either. Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's play another Elvis. As I was saying, here's one. After Pope Saladani and after the ribbing that Sue just took, we all need a break now, especially Sue, most likely. So here is one of those virtual duets, and this is Elvis with Helene Fisher doing Just Pretend.
Just pretend I'm holding you and whispering things soft and low, and think of me how it's gonna be. Just pretend. Yeah.
She's right on target with all of her tone, all of her notes, all of her timing. She had it down. That was arguably one of the best virtual duets I've ever heard. She was that mm-hmm. good. I really think so. All right. Okay. Here's one that is an original Elvis recording. Written by Teddy Riedel, and you don't hear it very often at all. I don't know why. You just don't hear it. It's titled Judy.
I don't know what it is.
is to be alone. That's why I dread to know you're gone. Oh, Judy, don't let our sweet love wither and die like flowers in the fall. Oh, Judy, don't you know it's you I love most of all? Oh, please come back, I promise, always be true. Oh, Judy, there'll never be anyone else dear but you. Promise always to be true. Oh, Judy, there'll never be anyone else dear but you. Oh, Judy, there'll never be anyone else dear but you.
That's a pretty good little song.
Oh, it is. It's very much.
Yeah, and we never hear it. It's amazing. But I don't think he ever did it too much either. You know, it's not something that he regularly plugged into his show or anything. So that's all right.
Yeah.
That's all right. If you had, we probably would have heard it more regularly and people would have made it more popular. But that's all right, you know. It's still around and we can still hear it. So that's what's important. And, you know, he can't play all 793 songs all the time.
Oh, my goodness.
Some of them just, I mean, a lot of those are home recordings and things and they just aren't going to get played. So we take care of that once in a while. We'll drag him out of the closet and dust them off. Go for it.
Oh, gosh.
Kind of surprised.
793 songs. My
yeah.
word. And I can't even sing one.
Well, start with happy birthday. Start with happy birthday, and you'll be all right then. You can pick it up from there.
Okay.
Oh, Lordy. Yeah, I started doing Christmas songs. I did two Christmas songs yesterday, so you might hear one or two of those on Thursday. We'll see what kind of a show we do. So we still have coming up at some point very soon, since Christmas is going to come up and slap us in the face so quickly, we have an all Elvis Christmas show that we're going to do. So be prepared for that. You don't want to miss that one. I mean, yeah, you can listen to it later, recorded, but it's always a lot more fun live, you know? So just keep it in mind. I can't tell you the exact day. I don't know if it'll be this Thursday, if it's going to be next Tuesday. I don't really know. It'll hit whenever the wind blows it in. So there you go. All right, right now, we've got one that was done May 11th, 1974, live in L.A. You can have her, because I don't want her.
You can have her, I don't want her. She didn't love me anyway. She only wanted someone to play. Is my end, but confession,
So I got one up on you, or a couple dozen. Anyway, and there's only one that I couldn't figure out what movie it was from, and stupid Google wouldn't tell me. It just kept telling me who wrote it and when it was done and all that stuff. Wouldn't tell me what movie it was in. I just, so frustrating. I finally gave up and said, oh, Betty will know.
Put it on someone else.
It's not one I'm gonna play right now, but you guys can be looking it up. It's called It Feels So Right. Okay. In the meantime, we're gonna play a song from Double Trouble that I only heard maybe about 4 months ago. I found it when I was looking for something else. And I've seen that movie, too. I just didn't remember this song. I've seen that movie twice. And I just, oh, well. The mind is not a steel trap anymore. The trap has rusted away. I keep telling myself that, and then I'm okay. Then I'm okay. There's a reason for things escaping.
Look, unit comes and goes.
Oh, mostly goes, yeah. It comes and stays for a while and then goes home. Whatever. Anyway, here's a song from Double Trouble called City by Night. I like this song.
Shadows beckon on dimlit avenues. Night people hear the call. From hidden alleys, secret rendezvous, they come out one
Remember hearing that was Doc Sorensen on The Tonight Show. Yeah. That band was pretty darn good. He could do everything. He used to do triplets regularly. And it's like, oh, man, blow your mind. That's where I first heard Buddy Rich play the drums. Oh, yeah. Buddy Rich is something else. If you guys have you guys ever heard of Buddy Rich?
Yes, 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 yes.
Oh, good. Thank you. I thought, oh, my Lord, I'm really losing it if I'm the only one that knows Buddy Rich. Oh, thank you for saving me, Sue. Okay.
Oh, you're welcome.
Here's another song from Double Trouble, and it's Baby, If You Give Me All Your Love. Not just a little bit, not a bitty bit.
I'll send you red roses by the dozen. I'll call you sweet little things like turtle doves. Whisper pretty things in your ear, the kind of things a girl likes to hear.
Baby, if you'll give me all your love,
I'll bring you pounds and pounds of chocolate candy to prove it you that I've been thinking of. Tear up all the pictures I own of every pretty girl I've ever known.
Baby, if you'll give me all your love,
I'll take you dancing every night until you're ready to drop. Kiss your sweet red cherry lips until you hop and stop. Every night I'll serenade you beneath your window. If you need me just a whistle and I won't need a show. I'll hug you, squeeze you tight as I can. It ain't gonna be no one-night stand.
Baby, if you'll give me all your love,
I'll take you dancing every night until you're ready to drop. Kiss your sweet red cherry lips until you hop and stop. Every night I'll serenade you beneath your window. If you need me just a whistle and I won't need a show. I'll hug you, squeeze you tight as I can. It ain't gonna be no one night stand.
Baby, if you'll give me all your love. Baby, if you'll give me all your love.
That was an ending. Perfect.
I don't recall that song at all. I don't remember it. Wow.
Really?
Mm.
Well, I did remember it. I didn't know it by heart, but I remembered it. So that's better than City by Night, which I didn't remember. Hey, okay. One for two. We're okay. We're okay. That's an average. We got a good average. 50%. When you think of it as 50%, maybe it's not so good. Oh, I have to hear the rest of the songs. Yeah, hear the rest of the songs on the movie and then figure out what percentage of them you remember. That you might come out better that way. Yeah. And maybe not. Who knows?
I'm trying to figure out this little kitten and plant that...
That's a lily of the valley plant. They're poisonous.
Oh, okay.
But they aren't that big. The lily of the valley would only grow maybe 3 or 4 inches tall, probably about 4 inches tall at the biggest. But they have those beautiful little tiny white flowers in them. My mom loves them. But she wouldn't plant them once she had babies because she was afraid the babies would get into them. Which as older kids, it was like, don't get into those plants. They'll kill you. And we were okay. All right, Mom, no problem.
we're out of
the plants. But, yeah, if you saw a little kitten like that, you wouldn't see one of those lily of the valley that big. But they are very pretty. They're diminutive, but they're pretty. You know, you got to have a whole lot of them to be able to really see them. But it was good.
Hmm.
We only had them at one house. I don't remember ever having them at any other house. What?
They're
okay.
Moving. They're moving at the bottom.
Yeah. Well, you know, you never know what's going to happen. Hey, plants have likes and dislikes too. They might not like where you plant them and they get up and move at night. You never know. Oh boy, okay, and I've only had coffee. That might not be good. Okay, and it didn't have any rum in it. Oh my Lord, maybe that's the problem. Had chocolate. Okay. Here's another song from Double. I Love Only One Girl, and this is such a cute video. You should see it if you can. But I love only one girl, one I got my arms around.
Oh, I love only one girl, the one I got my arms around. I love only one girl, one in every town. In Paris there's Mimi, and when the moon is bright, I love to take her walking along the Seine each night. I kiss her on the left bank, I kiss her on the right. Oh, I love only one girl, the one I got my arms around. I love only one girl, one in every town. I'm proud of my Brunhilde in Frankfurt on the Rhine. Oh, she's a lot of woman, and all of her is mine. Oh, she can lift the slime way as easy as a slime. Oh, I love only one girl, the one I got my arms around. I love only one girl, one in every town. In Naples there's Marie, how she can cook and cook. You can't be her lasagna, I eat until I hurt. And then she tops it off with the more it's all you see. around.
I love only one girl, one in every town. Oh, I love only one girl, the one I've got my arms around. I love only one girl, one in every town. I love only one girl. I love only one girl. I love only one girl.
Yes, that was from Double Trouble. And the girl he chooses, she must be about 7 years old. At the end of the song, they're on the carousel, and he walks over and chooses her and kisses her on the cheek. And she's just beaming. It's so cute. It is so cute. All right. I got an answer to that question. The song, It Feels So Right, It Can't Be Wrong, was from Pickle Me. And the reason I didn't know that, because I hate to admit it, but I've never seen that movie. Huh. Might have to remedy that at some point. Oh, well. But, yeah, I've never seen that movie, so it just wasn't. The song was familiar, but where it came from, I didn't have any clue. But, yes, it was from Tickle Me. And John told me that, so I don't know where everybody else was, but, hey, you know. He's always a good answer, man. He knows all of it, you know. Okay, so I'm going to play that song right now. It Feels So Right, It Can't Be Wrong, from Tickle Me. Enjoy the song, and when it's over, it's over. Boom. And sometimes you get those songs, especially the movie songs, with the great endings, you know, the ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba type things, and it's fantastic. Yeah, I was sitting here rubbing Apache's ears and scratching under his chin and letting him lick my hand. My hands are cold. You know, that's a great remedy for cold hands is to rub your dog's ears and head because he must have a fever. I don't. Well, he's been laying in front of the heater. That's why.
I just
can't see myself laying in front of the heater like the cat, you know, just kind of sprawled all out, letting that hot air blow. It just doesn't do much for me, you know. It's there are better ways to get warm. That's not it.
No.
Rub the dog's belly, rub the dog's ears, rub. There are good ways to get your hands warm. Acting like a fool sprawled out in front of the heater in the middle of the living room floor probably isn't the best one. The cat would come over and start making bread on your belly, and that hurts. Okay, let's move on. That's getting... that conversation is going places I probably shouldn't take it. So this is from Clambake. A house that has everything.
I can see you now, living like a queen. In a house that has everything, everything but love. Crystal chandeliers, chauffeured limousines. Yes, you really have everything, everything but love. I see diamonds and sables, sapphires and pearls, and as the picture clears, poor little rich girl sitting all alone, counting her treasures and tears. Better just a shack where two people care than a house that has everything, everything but love. I see diamonds, sables, sapphires and pearls, and as the picture clears, poor little rich girl sitting all alone, counting her treasures and tears. Better just a shack where two people care than a house that has everything, everything but love. Than a house that has everything, everything but love.
That's one song that you kind of expect it to, because they ring the bell on the cymbal, you kind of expect it to go to a dun-dun-dun ending with the ding-ding on the bell, but they don't do that. They kind of muck it up. Anyway, they didn't ask me. See, once again, they didn't ask me. If they would ask me, things could have been so much better. Okay, well, that's how it goes, I guess. All right, here's a song from Kissin' Cousins. I thought that was such a funky title when I was a kid because we had such a humongously huge family. I mean, really, really huge. And we started talking with my grandma and my aunt sometimes about, well, who's this a relation? How are they related to me? How is this? And every once in a while they'd come up with, oh, they're your kissing cousin. And I'd go, huh? And then they would explain it. Well, they're kind of related to you, but they're so distantly related in so many cuts that it'd be okay to kiss them. So they're your kissing cousins. You can kiss them if you want to and not get in trouble. Okay. But I never wanted to kiss any of them, so I was okay. I didn't miss anything whatsoever. Okay. Anyway, this is from the movie Kissing Cousins, and that was kind of a different story. So, you know, they wanted to be kissing, so they were okay to be kissing cousins. And in the hills, I guess that's a different thing. Anyway, here is a song called Catching On Fast.
I don't know about that.
Josh, please.
Won't you show me how to kiss? Put your lips on mine. Do you do it just like this? Tell me I'm doing fine. We got a good thing going now. Take your time. Come on, make it last. Love may be new to you, but ooh, I'm catching on fast. Give me all you got to give. Love, love, love every moment you live. Now you've taught me all you know. Have I passed the test? Show me all you got to show. Baby, you're the best. But tell me I've learned quickly and I know each trick. I'm sure love's gonna last. Love may be new to you, but ooh, I'm catching on fast.
That was quick. Short and sweet. There you go. Okay. All right, here's another one from the same movie, Kissing Cousins. I like this song. This is kind of nice. It's sweet. Put that way. It's called Tender Feeling.
I can't conceal a tender feeling now that you are close to me. I look at you with tender feeling and can't help kiss you tenderly. I offer you a true devotion, all life through, my love I vow. For this is real, this sweet emotion, this tender feeling I have now. Somehow I knew from the moment our lips first met, you'd be the girl I could never forget. Mother love could be appealing. I love you right from the start, and with each kiss I'll keep revealing the tender feeling in my heart.
Okay.
Hello?
I'm trying to, that sounds like an elephant. I don't remember an elephant in that movie, but, you know, whatever. Okay. Mm. That's all right. I'm sitting here going, what? Huh? Anyway. All right, here's one from Frankie and Johnny. And this is nice. This is nice. It's called What Every Woman Lives For. That might get argued with, but that's okay.
As men have known, women can live alone. So a woman should understand that what every woman lives for, what every woman lives for, is to give her love to a man. He may not be the kind you find in picture books, a real life hero with dashing handsome looks. He may not be the guy that you've been dreaming of, but that won't stop you from giving him your love. So dear, can't you see that it was meant to be? It's part of our destiny. 'Cause what every woman lives for, what every woman lives for, is to give her love to a man. And I hope that man is me.
Kind of a quick end too. Hey, all right.
Mm-hmm.
That's
a good song.
Yeah, I liked it. Okay, we've moved on to Roustabout now. I like that. It's a fun movie. That is a fun movie. I have seen that movie 3 or 4 times, and I just think it's fun. I have all kinds of fun with it. Here is It's Carnival Time.
Come on, kids, from 8 to 80. Hey there, mister, bring your lady. There's a big show on the inside. It's carnival time. Popcorn, peanuts, and cotton candy. Pink lemonade, that's dandy. Be a big shot for a dollar. It's carnival time. Roustabout, and there's happy shouts. Children shouting if you've got doubts. Quit your doubting, it's thrills. It's spice. It's cheap at half the price. So don't be bashful, buy a ticket. Get the habit, never kick it. Hear the band there, don't just stand there. It's carnival time.
Oh, not you, kid, you're too young. You come along with me. Now there's a winner. Give the little boy a prize. Here you go, sonny. Now that'll be $1.
Roustabout, and there's happy shouts. Children shouting if you've got doubts. Quit your doubting, it's thrills, it's spice. It's cheap at half the price. So don't be bashful, buy a ticket. Get the habit, never kick it. Hear the band there, don't just stand there. It's carnival time. Well, it's carnival time.
There you go. And John pointed out that these are movie versions, not album versions. That's why a lot of them are just kind of cut off sudden and truncated versions, because they don't allot them as much time in the movie as they do on the album. So it just, it's just a different version is all. They have to do it a little bit different in the movie than they do on the album. Soundtracks, if you want full version, soundtracks are always a good way to go. But, hey, you know, we're having fun. This is movie versions, and we're good with that because they're movie songs, and that's what we expected. So we're okay. We got it. All right, still with Roustabout. Okay, Patch. That's good. He's lying at the base of my chair. Not really curled up because he's not cold, but he's in front of the heater. He's about 2 feet from the heater, and he's snoring. I don't think it's loud enough you guys can hear it, but I can hear it. And he's a happy camper right now. He's got heat. He's got a nice soft rug. He's a happy dog. Happy dog, happy dog. He's a happy dog. So there we go. Okay, we're still with Roustabout. I just thought I'd give you guys an update, you know, what's going on in my life. No big deal. Of course, there's nothing real exciting, so that's okay. I like this song. I have listened to the full version of this song, and I like it. I don't care if it's super good or super bad or just kind of so-so. I don't care. I like the song. So here it is, Big Love, Big Heartache.
Big love, big heartache. Oh yes, I know it's true. The more you fall in love, the more your heart can break in two. Big love, big heartache. Now that you've said goodbye, for every tender kiss, I count the tears I cry. I gave my heart and soul, all the love I knew. Oh, how much it hurts me now to know that we were through.
A big love, big heartache.
I'll always feel this way. My arms will be so empty till you return someday and say your love. Yes, your big love will be here to stay. Until then,
big love, big heartache, big love.
Your love, yes, your big love will be here to stay.
I think that was nice. That was very nice.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys haven't seen the movie Roustabout, you need to watch it. It's just fun. You know, it doesn't have any great big huge redeeming qualities, but it's got some good songs in it, and it's just fun. I mean, you know. Yeah. That's the best I can say about it. It's fun.
It is a fun movie.
Yeah.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I wondered if that was really Eve going around on that motorcycle inside that, what do you call those things? You know what I'm talking about?
Right, right, those stunt circles.
Yeah, I wonder if that was really Eve.
Okay, well, hey, John, okay. What say you, honey? Was that Elvis doing that stunt track ride? I don't know, they might have thought that he would have killed himself or something. I could see that. You don't want your big star doing stunts like that. They could kill themselves. But then, you know, they do stupid things like riding a horse at full gallop and falling off. I mean, so.
Well, you know, he was a tough guy. You know, I wouldn't expect him to be. I wouldn't doubt it if he did.
Well, honey, here's your answer. No, a stuntman.
Oh,
see, they didn't want E to kill himself in the middle of a movie. I don't have any doubts that he could have done that ride, though, because he was a good motorcycle rider, and he did a lot of his stunts. I don't doubt that he could have done that if they would have let him. But, you know, hey, a lot of cowboys and everything could have done their own stunts, too, but a lot of times they weren't allowed to because they didn't want them to get kicked in the head in the middle of a movie. You know? Some of the guys that ended up starring in those movies started out as stuntmen, you know, like, what's his face? I can see his face. He was a stuntman, and he was the wrangler on a lot of the John Ford movies before he went in and was with the Sackett movies. And he was with John Wayne. And what was that dude's name? I'll think of it at some point when I don't need it. But anyway, a lot of the people that ended up starring in movies started out as stunt guys. So they just don't want the stars of the movies getting kicked in the head and killed or anything during the movie. I mean, that would make it kind of a waste of whatever money they'd put into it up to that point in time. You know, so you don't want to do that. You don't want to live through that. Yeah. Anyhow, yes, okay. Apache, no, we don't need any holes in the carpet, baby, okay? It's all right. You can't scratch up the carpet. It doesn't fluff, all right? You just need to lie on it the way it is. It's okay. Okay. He keeps thinking he can fluff that up, and it just doesn't work very well. Go get your blanket. Your blanket will fluff. That's been proven. Yeah, okay. All right, here's another one, and we're still in Roustabout. One Track Heart.
Just like an old grandfather's clock that won't stop running, like an old racehorse that just won't ever quit. I've been no end to loving you. Nothing can stop me once I start, cause I've a one-track mind and a one-track heart. Well, I'm as stubborn as a mule, I just won't let up. Like an old bloodhound, I'll hang around your trail. There ain't no end to loving you. Don't try to stop me if you're smart, cause I've a one-track mind and a one-track heart. Ooh, yeah, there'll be no turning back. Ooh, yeah, I'm gonna stay on your track. Just like a choo-choo train that's gotta keep a-chugging, you'll find that I'm the kind who sticks to what I do. I've been no end to loving you. Maybe we'll never be apart, cause I've a one-track mind and a one-track heart. Just like a choo-choo train that's gotta keep a chugging, you'll find that I'm the kind who sticks to what I do. There'll be no end to loving you. Baby, we'll never be apart, cause I've a one-track mind and a one-track heart.
Yeah. That's just something you want to add to the end of that. When they do it that, yeah. Okay. Hey, guys, I know who that was. The guy that was the wrangler of the horses on a lot of the John Wayne movies and everything until they discovered he could ride. And he really could act as well as handle horses. And then he played the uncle in the Sacketts. It was Ben Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was Ben Johnson. And he started out fairly young, and he was the wrangler of the horses. That's the guy that takes care of the remuda of horses for the movie and everything. Make sure they're where they need to be when they need to be. Make sure they're saddled when they need to be saddled. Make sure they're fed, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And they found out they needed somebody and found out he could act, he could ride. And so they started shoving him in the movies, and he became like a sidekick co-star, blah, blah, blah. And like I said, he played the uncle in the Sackett movies. And I always liked watching him. He was good. He was good. He didn't even know he could act. That's not what he was there for, but turned out he could. So he ended up being an actor. But it was Ben Johnson. Ben Johnson. And he did that until he died. So he found a calling he didn't even know he had. Didn't even hear it. Like, what? You talking to me? Huh? So, okay. Mm. He did good. All right, here's what we've moved on to another movie now. You guys can watch this one. Paradise Hawaiian Style. And the song is Drums of the Islands. Oh, I want to go to Hawaii. I want to go to Tahiti. I'd go to the Marquesas. Why not the Virgin Islands? Hey, you know what? I just want to go to a tropical island, I think. I can handle that.
Beating in my heart. You're with me no matter where I roam. if ever, I wonder if ever we're apart. I know that you will lead me home.
Cool, huh? I like that. I like the drums. That's one thing I made sure to do when we were in Tahiti. We went to the cultural center one night, and they had a supper and a show and all that good stuff. And they had one segment where the ladies in the audience, they invited them up, and they would teach them how to hula. It took all of 10 minutes, you know, but I did that. That was fun. That was fun. Very interesting. Tahitian hula is not that much different than Hawaiian hula. They are all Tahitian peoples, but they all come from the same place, the same stock, but it's just a little bit different in the culture, just a little bit. You know, you go to Tahiti and their everyday dress is still the pareo, which is like the same as the sarong. You know, it's the same, just a different name for the same item of clothing. And hey, you know, go native while you're there, why not, you know? Hey, it's fun. Try it, you'll like it. Take my word for it. Okay, I want to go back someday. I want to go back to Tahiti. I loved it so much. Okay, here we go. And I have never been to Hawaii, so I have nothing to compare it with. That's just how it is at this point in time. So okay, Tahiti is a lot cheaper than Hawaii. Or it used to be when I went there, but I don't know about now. It was 25 years ago when I went, so who knows now? Who knows? But Tahiti is French. They're a French protectorate. The people there speak Tahitian, English, and French. Not everybody speaks English. That is a choice. But French and Tahitian are taught in schools. So, very interesting. It is so awesome. It's very interesting. If you want a good steak, go to their grocery store and buy it and cook it yourself, because you're not going to get one in a restaurant. Fish? Sure. Seafood? Yeah. They do a fantastic job on that stuff. A steak? You buy a steak in a restaurant and you'll be eating leather. That was just my experience. So, maybe they've improved on it. I don't know. I could be talking through my hat nowadays, but when I was there, that's how it was. So we went to the grocery store. I mean, we had a kitchenette. We went to the grocery store and I cooked steak when we wanted it. So here we are. Okay. We have moved to a different movie. We're done with the islands for a while, unless you want to pack up your bags and head out. Go for it. They're still there. Here is Kid Galahad. And this song is Home. It's Where the Heart Is.
Home is where the heart is, and my heart is anywhere you are, anywhere you are, is home. I don't need a mansion on a hill that overlooks the sea. Anywhere you're with me is home. Maybe I'm a rolling stone who won't amount to much, but everything that I hold dear is close enough to touch. For home is where the heart is, and my heart is anywhere you are, anywhere you are, is home. Maybe I'm a rolling stone who won't amount to much, but everything that I hold dear
is close enough to touch.
For home is where it is, and my heart is anywhere you are, anywhere you are, is home, 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 home.
Hey, come ahead!
Bye.
There you go. Fixing a car, loading up a wagon, you know, could be interesting, I suppose. We always called it chores. Okay. We've moved on to another movie. All right, that's all we had from Kid Galahad. Here we've got Jailhouse Rock. I Want to Be Free. A truncated version, but still nice.
There's no joy in my heart, only sorrow. And I'm sad as a man can be. I sit alone in the darkness of my lonely room. And this room is a prison to me. I look out my way. And what do I see? I see a bird way up in a tree. I want to be free.
Oh, yes.
Free.
Oh, yes.
Free. I want to be free like the bird in the tree.
Want to be free.
Oh, what good are my eyes? They can't see. And my arms, they can't hold you so tight. I have two lips that are yearning, but they're no good to me. Cause I know I can't kiss you tonight. I look out my window, and what do I see? I see a bird way up in a tree. I want to be free.
Oh, yes.
Free.
Oh, yes.
Free. I want to be free like the bird in the tree.
Want to be free.
Oh, what good are my eyes?
Yes. I kind of like that one, but when you stop and think of the environment he's singing it from and why he's singing it, it's kind of sad. But at the same time, you know, you got to have your dreams, right? So he had his dream of being free. He got it too. Okay, we've moved on to the World's Fair. And this one is A World of Our Own.
You kiss me, darling, America starts. A magic feeling comes into our hearts. The spell of love begins when we're alone. And we're in a world of our own. You say you want me, and music I hear. Touch me, my darling, and clouds disappear. The sky is bright above, and cares that flow. And we're in a world of our own, holding you close is heaven. Only I know what it's worth. Knowing you're mine forever is the greatest wonder on earth. Nothing.
nothing can change. The magic's begun when we're together. Our hearts become one. I find the happiness I've never known. When we're in a world of our own, when we're in a world of our own.
Yes, okay. All right. Now, a different movie. Here we go. This is Harum Scarum, which I must admit I haven't seen either. Anyway, here is Harum Scarum and My Desert Serenade.
Come hear my serenade, my desert serenade, a lover's melody to bring you close to me. It's a tender lullaby, born of golden sand and sky. The song is new and it's calling you. Tonight beside the desert palm, come let me take you in my arms. Come hear my serenade, my desert serenade. Wherever lovers dwell, it weaves its magic spell. Soon a thousand dreams will start, and romance will fill your heart. My lips conceal love that's warm and real. Give me the chance to hold you near. You'll see a brand new world appear. Oh, come and hear my desert serenade. My desert serenade. My desert serenade.
That song.
I do like that song.
If I recall, that's right at the end of the movie. But that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I like that song anyway. All right. We're still in Harum Scarum. And this is So Close, Yet So Far. Yeah, he got thrown in jail again. My goodness.
So close, yet so far from paradise. I hold you in my arms, and paradise is mine. Then you slip away like a child at play. So far from paradise. When you are close to me, it's paradise. We kiss, oh my love, paradise is mine. And suddenly you're gone like a floating star. I see, and here am I, so close, yet so far from paradise. I reach out for you, but each time I do, I always find
step away, are we from paradise? Take my hand, come away to paradise. My love, I want you close to me. I need you desperately. Oh, here am I,
waiting for you.
Here am I,
praying for you.
Here am I,
oh,
yes, so far from paradise.
Like that one. It's kind of sad seeing him sitting in jail saying it, but yeah, you're so close, but yeah, you're stuck behind bars, so you'd be pretty far from paradise at that point, wouldn't you? Okay. Anyway, yeah. Huh. I guess you got to find a silver lining wherever you can find it, right? Here's something from Girl Happy, or a different movie now. Okay. Puppet on a String.
I've become a puppet on a string. You can do most anything with me. All you do is touch my hand, and your wish is my command. I've become a puppet on a string, and you can do most anything with me. If you really love me, darling, please be kind. I offer you the truest love that you will ever find. Take my heart and please be fair. Handle it with loving care, for I'm just a puppet on a string, and you can do most anything with me.
Well, good night.
Good night.
Can you imagine getting up to the door with Elvis Presley, and you look at him, and he looks at you, and you say, well, good night. And that's it? I'm surprised she lived through that. Oh, my word. Good night. Oh, Lord Almighty. I think that would just about have to kill me. Anyway, we're going to go to Mexico. We are going to go to Mexico. Here is from Fun in Acapulco, Mexico.
Mexico, Mexico, they've got muchas, muchachas, amigos.
Señoritas!
Latin features, never saw such adorable creatures.
It's so nice here, oh what sight here.
Love to do, ooh, the night here. We live it up and love it up, amigo. Life again. When you're in Mexico, you're never order. What up? When you order something,
of the border.
Guantanita, make you feel
trying to kiss the lovely senorita. Do the samba. Bamba. I'll go where you go.
Mi amigo.
Life begins when you're in Mexico.
Mexico.
Mexico. They've got muchas, muchas
amigos. Señorita.
I never saw such a adorable creature. You arrange that?
Some of my cousins.
Some of your cousins.
We'll live it up and love it up, amigo. Life begins when you're in.
Hey, that was a good ending. Bum, bum, bum. We didn't get here in the last note, but they had it. They had the ending. I love it. I love it. Well, hey, guys, guess what time it is? I've got 5 minutes left. Yes, I've got 5 minutes left. I might squeeze the last two songs in, but, hey, you know, that's how it goes. I had so much fun doing this show, and I'll tell you, John was just popping those songs at me one after the other, one, two, three, four, and it wasn't really any work at all. You just send them on over, and they were just one right after the other. So it was great. It was great. It was easy. It was quick, and it was fun. It was fun. And playing them, I got to hear them all when I loaded them in, so I got one up on you guys. And I had fun playing them for you. I hope you guys enjoyed it. From what I can gather on the chat, I think y'all loved it. And that is awesome because we'll be doing more. We'll be doing more of them. I mean, like I say, 793 songs. It's not like we don't have any more to play, right? Mm-hmm. So we can do it. And 32 movies. So there's a lot of songs to choose from there, too, if you want to do movie songs. So we got it. We got it made, guys. We just got it made. And we are going to do, at some point, an all Elvis Christmas music show. You don't want to miss that. You got to keep tabs on it because we don't know exactly when it's going to be. But you got to, hey, you know, if I could get everybody that likes the links when I post them on the groups, if I could get everybody to come and listen, it would be fantastic. That would be absolutely fantastic. Bring your friends, mm-hmm. bring your drinks, have a party, whatever. That would be great. That would be great. And everybody would love it. Everybody would love the music. Everybody would get happy. It would be fantastic. So anyway, we've got another show coming on Thursday, guys. And I don't know exactly what it's going to be yet. Might just be rock and roll. Might be something special. We don't know yet. But come and find out. Come and find out. You're going to like it, whatever it is. I guarantee you're going to like it. So, hey, get out there. Take your smile and share it around because it could be just the thing somebody needs to keep going. And you might be God's instrument to make that happen. So keep it up and share the love, guys. So in the meantime, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord to make his face shine upon you and give you peace. Stay well, stay happy, and be safe. All right? Hey, guys, good night all. Happy birthday, Sue. And we will see you all on Thursday, please, okay?
Okay. Bye, honey. Thank you.
You're welcome, darling. Bye, honey pie. Okay, we'll see y'all later.
I gave my heart. I gave my love. Oh, my darling.
It's not good enough for you.